the four dimensions of imagination. I'm going to be speaking about the four dimensions of imagination. Somebody say, Lord, open my eyes tonight. What is coming is so deep. The four dimensions of imagination. Believers, you need to understand that there are four dimensions of imagination. Many times when we talk about imagination, and listen, believers, as many of you that practiced last week and you have not yet seen results, this teaching is going to be a booster. Are we together? This teaching is going to be a booster. It's going to help you, because when you now apply this principle, you are going to see greater results. When we talk about the power of imagination, many people feel like it is all about picturing something, but it is beyond that. It is beyond picturing an image in your heart of what you want. Because you need to understand that when it comes to imagination, when it comes to meditation, you have to operate with all your spiritual senses. Many times people operate only with their sight, but there are other spiritual senses. Now, what is the first dimension of imagination? But before I give you the dimension of imagination, you need to understand this. The Bible told us, listen. What we are teaching about is not new age. This is scripture. And, you know, this is not new age practice. This is 100% scripture. And as believers, we need to understand that everything that belongs to God, Satan looks for his way to hijack it. For example, we have the rainbow. How many of you know what brought about the rainbow? How many of you remember that? It was a covenant between God and Noah, true of us. God told Noah that I'm not going to destroy the earth, and I'm going to give you a rainbow as a sign of my covenant. How many of you remember that? If you remember, say, I remember. When we are talking about the power of imagination, we are not referring to new age practices. And believe these believers, personally, I'm not a fan of this new age practice, but I am a fan of what the scriptures tells us. And you need to understand that everything that belongs to God, Satan looks for his ways to hijack it. So when I'm saying power of imagination, I'm not actually saying manifesting. I know many times you say, oh, manifest this. You know, those are like new age terminologies. But, you know, what we are doing is in the confines of scriptures. If you are with me, say amen. If you are with me, say amen. For example, God came to Noah and he told Noah, what did he tell Noah? He says, I'm not going to destroy the earth with water anymore. And what did God give Noah? You know, what symbol did God give Noah? God told Noah that he was going to use a rainbow as the symbol. True of us. And God told Noah that the rainbow is going to be a sign that anybody that sees the rainbow is going to remember the covenant that God made with Noah, that he was not going to destroy the earth with water anymore. So, right now, if you see a rainbow, what comes to your mind? How many of you can relate to what I'm saying? When you see a rainbow, what comes to your mind? You remember the covenant God had with who? With Noah. But do you know that rainbow has been hijacked currently? How many of you know what I'm talking about? There are some people that call themselves www dots. I'm not going to mention it. LGBWW dot. Now, these people, and I in no way judge them, are we together? Because anybody that does that, just like we thought the other day, we thought about open eyes, three of us. Anybody that practices that, we pray for them that their eyes be open to the gospel. So we are not judging them, but we are judging the act. We are not judging them as a person, but we are judging the action, and we are saying that may God open their eyes so that the gospel will be revealed to them and God is going to use them for his glory. Are we agreeing on that? Are we saying amen to that? Yes. Because let me tell you, there are certain people that loves the Lord, but they don't know why that desire for same gender. They don't know why. They are not happy with it. So not, I'm telling you the truth, that not everybody enjoys that. Not everybody enjoys that. So we keep praying for them that may the light of the gospel shine in their heart. Are we together now? But what am I trying to say? But when you see the rainbow now, they are trying to hijack it. Do you know that if we do not teach our children about the rainbow, our children will come, will grow and think that the rainbow belongs to this LGBTW people. Forgive me. Now that's what is happening. Many knowledge, you know, knowledge was not passed down as it should. So there are many things Christians are running away from because the enemy hijacked it. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? So when I'm teaching on the power of imagination, I am not talking about new age. I'm not talking about manifestation. No, I am talking about pure scripture. Pure scripture. And the fact that these things, this knowledge has been hijacked from the scriptures does not mean we are going to run away from it, because we originally own the truth. We originally own this reality. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So we are not going to say, oh, I'm going to run away from meditation because the new age people have hijacked it. No, I'm not going to do it their way. You know what? Oh my God. What the new age is all about is self-dependence. They believe that, oh, they can do it themselves. They can manifest it themselves. But as Christians, we are not dependent on ourselves. We are dependent on the Holy Spirit. So when we imagine these things, we are saying, Holy Spirit, take over this imagination and bring it to reality. So it means that if I imagine that I'm having a brand new house and the house comes, I'm not going to give glory to self. I'm also going to say glory to God that made it happen. But a new angel will say, oh, I did it myself. Oh, I manifested it. No, glory should not be to self. Glory should be to God. Are we together now? Yes. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? And when I'm saying this, I'm not actually criticizing. You know, we do not criticize people here. We are just teaching the true word of God. And sometimes the word of God comes with correction stripes. Are we together? Yes. It is not all the time that, you know, it's not all the time we are hearing the word of God and you are hearing, oh, God, we bless you. God, we lift you. God. There are some times when you are hearing the word of God, you are also corrected. So there is a correctional dimension of the word of God. And I believe that's what God is bringing today. So I'm encouraging you so you don't go online, because, you know, we have many things online now. So you don't go online and start giving yourself to those manifestations, frequency, number, angelic names. So long it's outside the Bible, don't engage in it, because those things can attract, you know, they can attract things. Are we together? So it's good we go back to the word of God and see how God wants us to do it, and we do it God's own way. Are we together? For example, there was a period I kept seeing repeating numbers. 1-1-2-2, 1-2-1-2, 1-1-2-2. And sincerely speaking, I never knew that, you know, some new agers, they use those numbers too. I'm telling you, there was a day I was on a transit. Many years ago, this should be many. I was quite around my teenage age then, and my dad was driving. I was in the car, and I dozed off. I was in the front seat. I dozed off, and when I dozed off, I kept seeing numbers in the visions. I was breaking into visions. I was seeing numbers 1-2-1-2. I was like, what is this? Do you know that it was in 2025 this year that I discovered that some new agers use it too, and they call it angel number. Are we together? But now you see that a believer now can begin to run away from such things, not knowing that we are the original owner of those realities. But it's like the people of the dark world have hijacked it. And because they hijacked it, believers are running away from it. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? There are many realities I started experiencing in my life from a young age. I mean from young teenage age. Very young. And these things began to open my eyes that we own these realities. Jesus said something. Jesus said the children of this world, he says they are wiser than the children of light. They are using our laws, but we Christians, we are not using it. They are using our laws. Because these laws, they belong to us. So, I did a video on the prophetic numbers, and I think I used the tag angel number. You won't believe this. You won't believe this. So, I had a lot of comments. People were like, oh, man of God, angel number is new age, new age. So, I had to go research. I said, what is angel number? And, I saw it online that, of course, it was from the new age. I was like, wow, I never knew. Believe me. I had to go change it from angel number to prophetic number. I had to go change it. Now, I did not change it because, I changed it to just help the hearts of new Christians coming up, because Apostle Paul said, he said, if eating meat will make a believer doubt, it's better you don't eat meat. If using the title angel number will make people discouraged, it's better I change it. That's my principle. Because I as a believer, I really want to be an inspiration and not a distraction. But what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say this. That we own these realities. God created your imagination. If it was not useful, God wouldn't have created it. And another question you need to ask yourself, this imagination, did God create it or Satan? If you know that God created it, then you should know that everything God created was good. So the fact the enemy or the other people are taking advantage of it does not mean it does not belong to us. Because so long God created it, God created it for a purpose. Are we together? Please somebody help me with Proverbs 23 verse 7. Multiple translations. Proverbs 23 verse 7. Please, let's do something interactive tonight. Please, you could go get any version you can get, and we'll bring it down. Are you being blessed tonight? Jobrondo susaka prampi bebebebindas. Woo, shakaru vanda kasiles. Rababobo sila barabababosa. I don't know where the time is running to. Sincerely, I just have 15 more minutes tonight. I don't know where the time is running to. I may not be able to finish the 49 then. Proverbs 23 verse 7. Rogodo. So I want to encourage every parent. Teach your children. Tell them what the rainbow is. Tell them that the rainbow is not LGBWWW. Tell them that the rainbow is a covenant that God established with Noah. So when they go to schools, when they go to their, when they mix with their friends, they are not, they are not confused. So that they know that this thing belongs to the church. It does not belong to the world. All right. Proverbs 23 verse 7. Margaret A.K., thank you. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Are you seeing what the Bible is saying? That a man that thinks becomes his thoughts. Oh my God. Listen. If you understand this principle, you will never have mood swings anymore. Because so long you are thinking it, you are becoming it. Do you know that if you think bad about somebody, that was why Jesus said forgive. Let me teach you about something. Do you know, have you asked yourself, why was Jesus so emphatic about forgiveness? Or why would Jesus say forgive? How will this man do this so much hurtful things to me, and God will tell me to forgive? God, didn't you see what he did to me? Do you know why God says you should forgive? It is this principle, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So he if you think bad about somebody, you are not harming that person, you are harming yourself, because it is as you think you are. The Bible did not say if you think about somebody, it says so long the thought is in your heart. So when Jesus said forgive your neighbors, Jesus is saying save yourself, because you become what you think. Whether you think it for somebody or you think it for yourself, so long the thoughts, you know, the thoughts are going on in your heart, you become it. Okay, Queen Jovita's version says, it says NIV, it says, for he is the kind of person who is always thinking about the cost. CSB. Okay, TPT. Oh, I love TPT. He says, for as he thinks within himself, so is he. Are you see what the Bible is saying? Amplify says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Are you see what the Bible is saying? Oh, BBA. FSG wrote, thank you. He says, for as the thoughts of his heart are, so is he. Are you seeing? So, you are your thoughts. Whatever you brood upon, you are. Can somebody write in the comment section, say, I think so I am. I think so I am. No wonder the Bible says, Proverbs 4:23. Please, could you help me with multiple versions? Let's do Proverbs 4:23. Please, we could paste it. Please, could you kindly paste it every, you know, if you could lay your hands on it. Proverbs 4:23. You can just bring different versions. Everyone can bring separate versions. I think, so I am. So whenever you catch yourself thinking, ask yourself, do I want to be what I am thinking? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So when you catch yourself thinking about something, you need to ask yourself that question. This thing I'm thinking about, do I want to become it? When you understand this, you discover that even when you're having mood swings, you shut it out immediately, because you don't want to be that bad thought you're feeling. Whenever you feel depressed, oh, thank you, Grace Wakesho. Proverbs 4:23. It says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Are you seeing what the Bible is saying? It says, guard your heart. It determines the course. What does it mean for the Bible to say it determines the course of your life? It means the Bible is trying to say it determines the direction of your life. What you keep in your heart determines your direction. Oh, Margaret A.K. says, keep thy heart within with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Oh, BBA, FSG Root, keep your heart with all care, for out of it comes the sources of life. Oh, blessing, God bless you. KJV, keep your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart. Oh. Look at message. I love this message. He said, keep vigilant. Watch over your heart. That's where life is. Hiya. He said, that's where life starts. So the Bible is saying, keep your heart. When you are keeping your heart, it means you are going to be careful what you see. Because there are two major doors to your heart. The first door to your heart is what you see. The second door to your heart is what you hear. Can I share a story with you? If you want to hear it, please, somebody say share. If you want to hear it. So there was a certain man, he was doing hot dog business. I'm currently writing my book on this topic. My third book, as God is helping me on this topic. So the man was doing his hot dog business, making sales. People were buying $20, $50, $100. He was making it big. Now that man did not have time to watch the television because of how busy he was. So we have people coming back from work and they go buy hot dog, just to have a snack. Now something happened. It became so big that he mounted a signpost. Hot dog, let's say, for example, okay, just hot dog, fresh hot dogs here, people buying, trooping. Then all of a sudden, his son comes to him one day. He says, "Dad, didn't you hear about the recession?" The father said, "What recession?" He said, "I've been in recession for weeks now. Didn't you hear about it?" "Oh, it was on the news on television." And the father says, "Oh, I'm not aware. I've not had time to watch television." So one glorious day, the father said, "Okay, tune in the TV news at 10, for example." And the father sat down watching television, and he kept hearing recession, recession, recession. All of a sudden, fear struck the heart of the father. And the father was like, "Oh, recession is going to affect my hot dog business." And the son advised the father. He said, "Stop buying your hot dog in bundles. Stop buying it in bundles. Just do little. Because people will stop patronizing you because of the recession." And the father followed the advice of the son. So the father, while he was going to his business, he stopped buying bundles of hot dogs, or he stopped buying it in a large volume. Guess what? So people started requesting for hot dog, but he did not have enough for the crowd. And you know one thing about human beings: when you are not competent, people move on. True of us. When a businessman is not competent, people move on. That's the truth about life. Not because you are bad people, but just because people desire the best for their lives. So that was how it kept going. All of a sudden, people stopped patronizing the man because the man was not having enough hot dogs. Guess what? Suddenly, people stopped coming because he stopped having hot dogs. And that was how his business crashed. Guess what? This man goes home, tells his son, "Oh, my son, you're a good son. My son, God sent you. Do you know the business has crashed? Because of the recession. Thank God I stopped buying hot dogs in larger volume to sell." And the son said, "Oh, thank God for that wisdom." I was like, "What?" So, I want you to judge this matter now. What killed the business? Was it the recession or the man's meditation? Was it the recession or the man's meditation? Many of you know what I'm talking about. The day you started experiencing a decline in your finances was when you started hearing news that things were hard. True of us. True of us. I remember today, it's been quite a while I watched television. I can't remember the last time I watched television. So today, I had a very long transit. So I just came home. I said, "Let me even see what God is doing on the TV." I turned on the television. First of all, my wife was so happy to see me watch television. And I sat down in my sitting room as a married man that I am. You know, most times I hardly stay in my sitting room. And I said, "Oh, let me be a human being for once." I turned on the TV. And I stumbled. I saw a movie. I said, "Okay, let's see. This looks like comedy. Let me just try and see what God is going to do here." And the woman was speaking on the television. And the woman said, "Oh, life is hard." Immediately she said that, I say, "I reject it in Jesus' name." I tell you the truth. It didn't take me long. I turned off the television. I said, oh, this is not for me. This is not for me. What are they saying here? Don't mess up with my meditation. You know, she was just telling the other person on the TV, "Oh, do you know life is hard? You need to take life like that." I said, "No, I reject it in Jesus' name." I was speaking as if the woman was talking to me. I had to turn off the TV later. I said, no, this is not for me. The Bible said, guard your heart with all diligence. With all diligence. Because what does it mean to guard it with all diligence? Meaning you will not hear anything that will kill the picture in your heart. Oh, is somebody getting what I'm saying? Meaning you are not going to permit anybody to say anything that will bring fear to you. Because do you know that fear is meditation? And the scripture has told us, that whatever you keep in your heart will come to pass. Somebody please take me, give me Job 3:25. You can give me multiple versions, just bring different versions. Let us x-ray those versions together. I'm not sure I'm going to go to the first stages of imagination today. We'll do it next week because of time. So next week, it means I'm going to start teaching very early so that we can be able to cover it. But hope you have been blessed tonight. Hope you have been blessed. FGC Ru says you took it personally. I took it personally. I had to take it personally because nothing must mess up with your meditation. Please forgive me, I'm about to say this. Before I got married, should I share this story? Let me leave it. Job 3:25. It says, for the things which I greatly feared is come upon me. Margaret AK, thank you. Did you see what the Bible is saying? ESV, Nadesi Basi, thank you. It says, for the thing that I fear comes upon me. What I dreaded. Are you seeing what the Bible is saying? NIV says, what I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. Are you seeing? Amplified said, for the thing which I greatly fear comes upon me. You should not have fears. FSG wrote, thank you. He said, for the thing which I greatly fear comes on me. Are you seeing? Fear is another form of meditation. NLT, thank you, blessing. It says, what I feared has happened to me. What I dreaded has come true. Are you seeing what the Bible is saying? Oh, Miss Precious, thank you for easy. He said, the things that frighten me most have happened to me. Hiya. Believers, you need to grow to the point in your life where you have no fears. That's what I'm talking about. Where you have no fears in your life, because you need to understand that the more you are afraid, the more dangerous it is, because you attract what you are afraid of. Because fear is another form of imagination. Fear is another form of meditation. Is dangerous. Oh, will they accept me for the visa? That fear alone is already making the matter complicated. Oh my god, I'm going to the embassy now. Will I be rejected again? No! You have to speak in tongues. You say, I rebuke you, Lucifer. I will not be afraid. I will be accepted. I will be approved. That's how it works. Something happened today. I was up. I reached out to my lawyer and I needed a document. I needed a document for something important. And I reached out to my lawyer as at 11 p.m. No. Around midnight, 1, 2 a.m. Glory to... Around midnight though. I may not get the exact timing. But glory to God, it was online. So I reached out to him on WhatsApp. You know, I was praying then, so he dropped, so I had to just reach out to him. And I told him, I said, this is what I want to do. And the lawyer told me, he said, this thing you want to do takes 8 months. This document you need, it takes 8 months. He said, but even if we have to fast track it, it may take a week plus, according to calculation, almost a week. But do you know that deep down within me, I was having that belief that it can come today. It can come today. Lo and behold, this evening he sent me the document. He told me that this has never happened before. That's what he told me. He said, this has never happened. This is the first time he's doing a document for somebody that arrived that same day. This particular kind of document. I was like, wow. He says, oh, I don't know how he said it. Somehow, the God of Joshua's generation or so. How did he put it? He said, it cannot only happen to Joshua's generation. I don't know, something like that, something along that lines. And I was like, glory to God. Now imagine I was afraid. Oh God, please don't let it take time. That fear alone is already prolonging the manifestation of that result. It works. It works. Somebody write in the comment section, say it works. Many people are sabotaging themselves. Many people are the problem of themselves, and they are blaming the devil. Somebody goes through an issue and he begins to say, oh, my village people have come again. Those words, the Bible says you are snared by the works of your, by the words of your mouth. It works. Listen, let them say, oh, you're optimistic. Well, that's good. Listen, I'm saying that you can live as if Satan does not exist. That's what I'm talking about. You can live, you can decide today that you're going to live your life as if Satan does not exist. That's what I'm talking about. That no, zero negativity in your atmosphere. I'm telling, for the Bible to say, as a man thinketh, take the word of God literally. I know some people will tell you, oh, life is all about ups and downs. No! Life is all about ups and ups. You know, sometimes life is all about ups and downs. And no. You tell them no. My life is all about ups and ups. My life is not from mountain to valley. My life is from mountain to mountains. I'm saying you can live as if Satan does not exist. You have to apply laws and principles. Zero negativity. Zero negativity. It's 9:04. Let's close. Next week, as God helps me, we're going to talk about the four types of the four dimensions of imagination. Are you blessed tonight? Anybody around you? Some of you, you will need to filter your friends. You will need to filter what you watch. If you are watching a program and they're always using negative words, you have to leave it. Pay the price to say, I want to watch this show again. I want to watch this channel again. Pay the price. Because what your eye is a gate. Your ear is a gate. I had to run away from the television today. I had to. It's from grace to grace, from mountains to mountains, from glory. The Bible says, it says the path of the just is like a shining light. It moves from glory to glory. It goes higher and higher and higher unto the perfect day. That's what the Bible says. Don't let nobody tell you, oh, life is all about ups and downs. No! For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Listen, I'm going to teach you the law of mood. I'm going to teach you the law of mood. I will teach you the law, the conscious, the nowness of consciousness. There are many things I want to teach you. Many things. The law of mood. Huh? You need to hear that sermon. By the grace of God, when I teach that sermon, the law of mood, I'm telling you, there will be no day you have a bad mood anymore. Because you need to understand that your moods are prophetic. Your law of mood. Many of you will know, many of you will realize that Satan has been robbing a lot of things through mood swings. Mood swings, oh, my mood swings. Don't worry, I'm going to teach you, and I will teach you how to arrest every negative mood. Glory to God. Can we pray? Can we pray? Let's pray before we go. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray this prayer. You will say, in the name of Jesus, Lord, renew my mind. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So somebody say, Lord, renew my mind. 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 Zevranda shataka labrodosia librondososo. Are we ready? Somebody say, Lord, renew my mind. Jabrato kosiseke libranda barabagadiga lorondososo. Lord, renew my mind.